Hello, and happy Teacher Appreciation Week. I had the opportunity to record with Dustin Pearson. According to his Twitter bio, he is a hiker, a traveler, a baseball fan, a sped teacher, and a coach with a foundation built on relationships, compassion, and empathy. He is from Missouri, and he is an amazing educator. I really enjoyed getting the chance to talk to him today about teaching and about the importance of being flexible, especially during this time. I hope you enjoyed this special episode, and thank you for supporting me on my new teacher journey. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Dustin. I teach high school special education in the Kansas City, Missouri area. This is my sixth year of teaching and third year overall teaching high school. My first 3 years, I taught middle school as well. I also coach baseball and football. I recently finished up my second master's in SPED administration, and I'm starting my doctorate this summer.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of work, but I really enjoy it.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Good days that I've had are days things are just connecting really well. You know, your kids are engaged, you're connecting with them, you know, they're responsive and what you're asking. And it just seems that things are just going right. You know, things are moving freely and easily, and you're able to move from one thing to the next. And most importantly, you're having fun. You're enjoying being at school. You're enjoying seeing the learning that's going on. And overall, it's just, you feel like, you know, the kids are very much being productive.
Yeah, I agree. I think when students are engaged, it makes things so much better because you can see that they're learning by doing, which obviously helps them retain the information. So I completely agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could not agree more.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Let's see. The things that were difficult at the time, but when I look back, you know, the days where you go into it thinking how it's going to go with the schedule, and then all of a sudden something changes, whether a student has an outburst or gets in trouble or something happens, and it totally changes your entire day. You know, I've had days where, you know, I'm teaching class and then I get pulled out. I have to go down and have a meeting, you know, with a student because they did something in a different class, and it just totally changes things. Or when you get a new student that comes in, you have to redo all their paperwork, and you know, you kind of have a routine down, and it just kind of piles on a little bit. So the days that your schedule suddenly changes are the most difficult. But once you get done with it, you realize how much work you're able to complete and how much you're learning as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that flexibility is definitely a great asset to have as an educator, but it cannot be hard when those changes interfere with what you're doing in the classroom.
Sure.
So I definitely have felt that before, of like having new students come in halfway through the year, or just those little things, like, you know, that just pile up on us. And I think that point was really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when it's just unpredictable, you know, like I said, you go into it thinking how the day's going to go, and all of a sudden something happens and that's not the case. So like I said, being flexible, being ready to adapt are really, you know, tremendous qualities to have as an educator.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Okay. The most important piece of advice I can give is to be a communicator. And when you're a communicator, or when you are communicating, you're going to have to communicate with a lot of different people. You're going to have to communicate with students, with colleagues, with administration, with parents. And each of them is a little bit different, but all across the board, you need to be very strong in that area. So, like, for example, with parents, you know, you're talking about things that are going on in your class, you're talking about their son or daughter. And so you're going to have to communicate, you know, the expectations that you have in class, things that are going on, and you're going to have to be honest with them. Okay. You know, whether it's sending out a weekly email, a newsletter, or something quarterly, you're going to have to communicate with those parents and really build that relationship. With colleagues, you're talking about lessons, you're talking about curriculum, data, assessments, you're talking about a lot of school related things. And so being able to be open, be honest, and really speak, you know, your mind will only help you grow as an educator. You know, your colleagues are there to help you, and you're there to help them as well. So being able to communicate those specific things, your administration, okay, they're going to come in, they're going to observe you, okay, especially as a new teacher, they're going to come in more than they would a tenured teacher. And so they're going to give you feedback, okay? And so they're going to ask you questions as well. How do you think this lesson went? How do you think that went? And so being able to be honest, you know, ask for help when you need to. There's nothing wrong with that. You're trying to grow as an educator, and they're your most seasoned educators most of the time. And a lot of times they have a lot of stuff to share with you that can help you. So really build that relationship with them. Excuse me. And communicate with your students. Even the most basic things, you know, such as your procedures in the classroom, will only make your classroom run much easier. Your directions, be as matter of fact with them as you can, okay? Because you want to have, you know, when your students walk in, to know exactly what's expected of them, what they need to do, and that way they can really learn effectively. So I would say being a communicator.
Yeah, I love that, and I completely agree with everything that you said. How can people get in contact with you?
How can people get in contact with me? Well, they can contact me on Twitter at Dustin Pearson, DustinPearson, and then the number 2. That's my Twitter handle. They can subscribe to my website at weareoneteameducation.wordpress.com, and they can also view my interviews on YouTube at youtube.com, and then the page We Are One Team.
Perfect.